Hello again, this is John McHugh, and I wanted to address a question that came up on a message board earlier today on the internet, and had to do with someone who had had a radical robotic prostatectomy around a month ago, and still does not have any urge to urinate, but does have some urinary stream after lying down, but for the most part, he's changing a pad every 30 to 45 minutes. He ends the question with thoughts. Well, I can address this quite well. I had a robotic prostatectomy and leaked in this fashion for 3 months. And the reason there's no urge is that the bladder is not retaining any urine. In other words, he has total incontinence. And the fact that he lies down, then that means that there's no gravity to drainage, so to speak, so that he is accumulating some urine, and then when he stands up, he's able to board a small amount, but then continues with the leakage. Probably the most poignant thing I've ever read regarding incontinence is in Walsh's book, and I believe it's around page 302, and he starts with this. He says, Osler said that the well wear a crown that only the sick can see. And let me tell you, walking around with a condom catheter on and a leg bag and seeing people in a park or kids running on the beach or riding bicycles, which is something that I love, it's a pretty tough thing to be seeing all these people just taking for granted health when you're dealing with incontinence. Well, here's the good news for this question. The time from prostatectomy to continence varies in patient to patient. And the likelihood is that if he had an appropriate anastomosis done at the time of his prostatectomy, that in time he will slowly regain continence. In the article by Walsh, he states that probably 95% of people regain their continence at the point of a year. Certainly we'd like to be sooner than that. 1% of people have total incontinence after prostatectomy, but that, as you know, would be unusual. So stress incontinence is common. Leakage at first is common, but it slowly comes back with time. And so the order of the day for this patient and anyone out there who has had a prostatectomy is concerned about this is that this is the natural course of the process and should improve with time. This is John McHugh, and this has been another Almost Prostate Diaries Minute.